Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
In Acts 6, verse 4, the Apostle Paul said, "But that we, apostles, will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word." He said that we need to press toward the mark of the high calling. This one thing I do, this one thing I desire, one thing I seek for, that I may give ourselves continually, constantly, attend assiduously all services, all activities, that's what the Greek says, earnest toward a person, an apostle, the people of God, the commission, above and superior to all, to prayer, prosyuke, prayer, worship, and the ministry, the attendance and the official service, and also the administration of the word of God. Through the ministry and to the word, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In other words, I'm seeking after him. I'm chasing God, right, all the time. And then we're to follow after the example of the apostles. Philippians 3:17, "Brethren, be followers together of me." The Apostle Paul said, "Brethren, Adelphus, be followers together of me, and mark them that walk so also with me. And ye have us for an example." So he said, you follow us because we are the ones that God has put in a level to follow. So follow after the example of the apostles. Brethren, be followers together of me. Do you see?
Yes, sir.
So those who refuse to put God in ministry first can even become enemies of the cross of Christ. They are enemies. Philippians 3:18, "For many walk of whom I have told you often," the Apostle Paul said, "and now I tell you, even weeping," and now I'm weeping, I'm sobbing, I'm wailing, "that they are the enemies." Now watch this, the enemies, they're in opposition to, they're an adversary, they're a foe of the cross, or the cross of Christ. And the cross means a stake or self-denial. Their enemy is all that. Me, what I've got. Their enemy is all that. The cross of Christ. Christ, Christos, kriamai means he'll handle you, employ you into a chasm. Set you with him and his church and his family. A chasm. Your chasm from the world. An impassable interval. They can't get to you. They can't get to you. You're not going to get to them. He said first, seek you first. First order, importance, place, on and on, foremost, in front of, prior to. Those who truly belong to God are always chasmed. Firstly, they totally put God first and ministry first. Totally committed to God, given to ministry, his set men, his man of God, the ministry and the people. And those who are not become enemies of the cross. They're enemies of the cross of Christ, the chasm maker. The one that puts you, God set at the solitary in families. Psalm 68, 5 and 6, he bringeth out those that are out there bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. That's what it is. So those who are not that, not totally don't put God first, they're enemies of God. Do you see? They become enemies of the cross because they are not totally chasmed in God. And God's man of God, ministry of the people of God, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose end, their ultimate and their finality is destruction, is spiritual and eternal destruction and damnation. The end is eternal damnation, destruction. So destruction, whose God is their belly, their independence, what they came up with, their own thoughts, desires, their plans, their life, what they own, this, that, and the other, whose God is their belly, is even in their heart, whose glory, whose thinking, and whose what they're occupied with, and whose reputation is in their shame, their disgrace, their dishonesty, their shame, who mind, so they're shameful to God, who mind, who exercise the mind, who have a great affection for earthly, worldly, physical things, and whom the God of this world had blinded their eyes. Terrestrial, earthly, superimposition. The earth will superimpose itself upon you, those things. So they who put ministry first, their community and their citizenship is in heaven. Their community, their family, their church is in heaven, in Christianity. For our conversation is in heaven, Philippians 3 and 20, from whence we are to look for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So our conversation, our community, and our citizenship is in heaven. It's in heaven. It's in the abode of God, heaven, but also it's in Christianity. So we look for and expect that first totally and forever chasm and totally committed to God and to ministry. You see that? Now God calls and summons his people to his church. God calls and summons people to his church to be changed and fashioned into his body, into his church. Sadly today, not many people put God first. They either don't know, or they just don't care, or they're not going to have to be a part of it. Whatever, God knows. But either way, it's going to get them in trouble with God. God calls, summons people to his church, which if embraced, can and will, he'll subdue all things unto himself in the church and through the church. God cannot subdue you unto himself if you're not under a man of God, in a house of God, with the people of God. You can't do it. You'll be your own little independent boss. And you'll be an enemy of the cross of Christ, and you won't even know you are. For our conversation, our citizenship is in heaven, Christianity and heaven, boat of God, from which we look for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. The chasm maker puts you in a family, God said to solitary in families, who will change our vile body. He'll change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. God will change our vile body. Our vile, depressed, down, low, all away from what God would have you do, totally out of order, who will change our vile body, our whole being, into his body, his church. His church is his body. That it may be fashioned like unto his Maranatha, the judgment of God is upon it. Maranatha, the judgment of God is upon it, into his glorious, his honorable thinking, reputation, into his body, God's church. God's church, the church as a sound whole, is what he's saying. That will save and protect and deliver you and will heal you of what's wrong. God's body is referring to his church. God's body is referring to his church. God's church are the called out ones. Call you out, call you out, call you in. Call you out and call you in. God calls and summons his people to his church. You can't really get to Jesus Christ and really know him without the church. So God calls and summons his people to his church to be changed and fashioned into his body, into his church. Take away all the vile, independent thinking disposition out of a person. Yes, sir. Anybody who's not in the house of God, when the house of God is open, they may not believe it. They're vile people. They're vile. The Apostle Paul said, whose end is destruction. Yes, what did God say will happen? Whose end is destruction. Amen. So God's body is referring to his church. God's church are the called out ones. God calls, summons people to his church to be changed and fashioned into his body, his house. Take away the vile, the independence, thinking, the disposition, according to, down in place and time, pertaining to the working, according to the work and the very efficiency, and the power and the effectualness and the work of all, whereby he, what is whereby? Whereby is the agency of God himself through and in his church, in his true church, his man of God and the people. God's agency is the church. It's the church. Whereby the agency of God himself through and in his church, in his true church, he, at which place the church, he is able to subdue. God's goal is subdue you unto himself. To make you subordinate to him. Make you subject to him. Put you under him. Put you in the church. That he might subdue all things. Arrange and put all things in order unto himself. Maranatha. Again, there's a judgment of God upon it. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is. Hebrews chapter 10. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the Holy of Holies, let us consider one another, provoke one another in love and good works, not forsaking. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner some is, and so much the door more as you see the day approaching. But if we sin willfully, so if you don't come and not in church, you will sin willfully. After that you receive the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice of sins. After a while, what Jesus has done doesn't work for you anymore, because you're not assembling together in his body to get rid of your vile thing. So not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is, so much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after that we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice of sin. The cross won't work for you. But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. It makes God mad. He that despised men of God, Moses' law, died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Still in the same context. Of how much more sorer punishment. Suppose you who shall be thought worthy, who have trodden underfoot the Son of God and have counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of God. The word despite is a word, you have insulted the Holy Ghost. You have insulted the Spirit of the Father. Amen, somebody. For we know that he hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. You see it?
Yes, sir.
So if you don't assemble in the house of God and not in church as you're supposed to, you are insulting God. If you don't assemble and come and be part of the house of God, you will sin willfully, and it'll get so much until you won't even think it's sin anymore. You will sin willfully. So if you don't assemble in the house of God and not in church as you're supposed to, you are insulting God. And you're trampling underfoot the blood of the covenant that he shed forever for everybody who would receive it and be his. And you're not chasmed. You're not put in a chasm. If you're not chasmed, you don't belong to him. If you're not chasmed with your husband or wife domestically, you don't belong to them at all. You don't belong to each other.
Yes, sir.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Chasm. An impassable interval. Can't get over there, can't get over there. You see it? So, therefore, continue to make God and his ministry first priority by standing fast and planted firmly in the Lord and in his church, making yourself like a crown of joy to the Lord. Therefore, continue to make God and his ministry first priority. First, divine. Secondly, spiritual ministry with his man of God and people in it. Thirdly, after that would be your domestics. Then fourthly would be your bios. Then animal kingdom and secularly. That's way down the list. Anybody hear that? So again, continue to make God and his ministry first priority by standing fast and planted firmly in the Lord and in his church, making yourself like a crown of joy to the Lord. So therefore, my dear beloved brethren, long for my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Therefore, my dearly brethren, the Adelphous ones given me by God, dearly beloved, and long for. The Apostle Paul said, I yearn, I greatly long for you. I do, I yearn and I crave to be with you. I crave to make sure you're okay. I earnestly desire greatly that you do. That's a real man of God. My joy. The Apostle Paul said, Church at Philippi, you are my joy. You're my cheerfulness. You're my joy. You're exceeding joy to me. And crown. Crown is like the Stephanos. It's even like, you know how a wreath is all twined together?
Yes.
All parts twined together. It's like a very conspicuous, it sticks out, shows out. It's like a measuring cord or rod or crown, a thing of honor. You're my joy and my crown. He said, so stand fast, be stationary, persevere, stand fast, stand, staunch, in denoting fixed position, giving yourself wholly to it, in the Lord, kurios, controller, master, dearly beloved, he said. We are to take on God, so you're supposed to stand in it totally. If you're not in the house of God, you may not know it. You are an enemy of the cross of Christ. You're an enemy of the chasm of God that he puts you in a spiritual family with a man of God in a spiritual family, which is higher than anything else. Period. Are you listening? So we are to take on God's mind. Let his mind be in you. Also let our minds be one with each other. You're to take on God's mind. Let his mind be in you. Also your minds be one with each other. Let this mind be in you which is in Christ Jesus. Let this mind, this mental sentiment, affection be in you. It's in Christ Jesus. We are to be of the same mind with God, with each other, and in the Lord. We are to be the same mind with God, each other, in the Lord. I beseech you, Euodias, and beseech you, Syntyche, that you be of the same mind in the Lord. He's talking to two women.
Yes, sir.
I beseech Euodias and I beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. I beseech them. I call them near. I call them on and on and on. Euodias was a Christian woman. She helped on the road. She helped the Apostle Paul on the road some way. She did. And I beseech, I call you near, I beseech you, Syntyche. That's the way it says pronounce it. Syntyche was like an accident. It was like a female that just chanced together. Some way they just showed up. Euodias seems to have been there, but Syntyche just kind of showed up, met with, and there was here she came along. And she must have offered her help to the Apostle Paul. Syntyche. Euodias and Syntyche. Two women.
Yes,
I beseech both of you, the Apostle Paul said, both of you women, that you be of the same mind. Of the same mind, sentiment, regard, and denoting fixed position, totally, in place and all openly in the Lord. In the supreme authority, Kurios.
Yes,
he's the controller in the Lord. That's what he said. So the women, they had trouble. There was trouble. He had to say, look, you both be of the same mind here. You better get this thing together. And then he said, help these women that labor with us, the Apostle Paul said. Now, the word women there is not really in the original. It's not. So it was women, but the translator put that in there because he had just talked about Euodias and Syntyche. But there's a man named Clement and different people. Help anyone. Help those that labor with us in ministry, the sons and daughters. True yoke fellow, loyal son, a fellow laborer, could have been Epaphroditus. If you remember that name, it could have been him. Who truly and completely belonged to God and ministry, whose names are written in the book of life. How can your names be written in the book of life according to this? If you're not with God and a man of God to minister on, how can your names be written in the Lamb's Book of Life that God even knows you? God has no lone rangers. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those that are bound with chains. But the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Those who will not be set in the house of God and the family of God, they are rebellious. They dwell in a dry land. They have no real total God life inside them. You can't really belong to God and not come to the house of God. You can't do it.
Yes, sir.
Well, he said, help those that labor among you. I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow. Now, the Apostle Paul is writing somebody in Philippians 4:3 here in addressing an unnamed trusted leader in the Philippian church. He's never named. He was a very trusted, unnamed leader that he's talking to. We don't really know who that is, and I don't think anybody's really found out. I entreat thee, a true yoke fellow, I entreat thee. I do. I come and I interrogate you. I request you. I beseech you. Also true, legitimate, sincere, yoke fellow, somebody's co-yoked. Somebody who is yoked together is what God and our true church and ministry is. Yoked together, they're like conjoined together, joined together in unity. They're like a team of oxen tied together. Like a team of oxen, like a brace of birds tied together. A yoke and a pair. He said, true yoke fellow. So he was part of it. Help. Look what it says, help. The word help here is not what you think it is. It's sum lambano. Clasp. Seize. Arrest. You go seize and arrest these people. Put the hand of God on them and tell them they better get in the house of God. Clasp them. Seize them. Tell me better. Your end is destruction if you don't come and get yourself in the house of God. Help those. You arrest them. You capture. And then you conceive and you catch and conceive and you help, you aid them. You bring them in so they can get the aid of God in the house of God. Amen. Catch them. Seize them. Those, and the word women is not in the Greek. It just added in there. Which some labored with. The true church, the set men, the Adelphians, they labored. They wrestled in company with. They strove together. They labored together. They were in great unity together. They were striving, putting forth much effort and all for God. Who labored with me, the Apostle Paul said. In, you know, in the fixed position, in the gospel. The gospel. The good tidings into a family of the Lord. The agile. The gospel starts off and brings you, the real gospel brings you into a family of the Lord. That's what it is. You have to look it up. It's a bunch of Greek words. Agile is the last one. With Clement. Clement was a male spiritual son to the Apostle Paul. And with others remaining with the remnant. The Greek says, with the remnant. My fellow laborers. My co-laborers. My companion in labor. My labor together with my work fellows. The one, they're in total unity with me, on and on, whose names, the ones who labor with me, the ones who help me, he said, their names are written in the book of life. There's his right description. Now, what are you going to do with that? If you're not laboring with God and the man of God in the church, how can your name be in the book of life? The Apostle Paul said, their names are in the book of life. He said, and I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those which labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also and my other fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Whose names, their absolute knowing, their names and their whole person, but their absolute knowing are in the book, the scroll of writing, sons and daughters, such as the Apostle Paul, have their names written in the book of life. Book of life. A sure way of action that gives you heaven. It's a sure way of commitment and action that gives you heaven. Are you here? If you're not chasmed in God with a man of God, with the people of God, with the church and a house of God that shows you how to live, that teaches you on and on and on you, the government of God. God is setting the church first, apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, evangelists, and governments. Government. The church has government.
Yes, sir.
Authority.
Amen.
A domestic biological sire should have authority as a biological sire. A mother should have authority under that. Firstborn brother in the house has authority. You see? That's the way it works. Everywhere you go, there's authority. I love authority. Authority keeps me safe. Authority helps me to be more than I was. True? Helps me know how to exercise the authority God wants to come through me. Are you here? Well, if you're not chasmed in God with a man of God, with the people of God, with the church and a house of God. If you're not laboring with God and a man of God in the church, how can your name be in the book of life?
Yes, sir.
You hear?
Yes, sir.
Those who labored with me on and on in ministry, whose names are written in the book of life. If you don't do that, would your name be written in the book of life? Is that about the most assurance you could have entrusted in God and Jesus Christ and the whole deal? If you are not there, how can you have assurance that your name's even written in the book of life? If your name's written in the book of life, you're a citizen of heaven and the church. You're not a citizen if you're not among them. I grew up with respect and dependency and honored and loved the church. How do I know my name's written in the book of life? I know about God the Father, about the Holy Ghost, Jesus, down on the cross, on and on and on and on. I also know, see, when they know about Jesus Christ, if you don't know he's a chasm maker, sets you in a family, you don't even know who he is.
Yes, sir.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
And entreat thee also, yoke fellow, help them which labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also and with my other fellow laborers, whose names are written in the book of life. So the Apostle Paul said, if you don't labor with me, how can you know your name's written in the book of life? Those that he knew and those he's talking to. He wasn't talking to the whole world, everybody, but he's talking to those that were before him. But the Apostle Paul said, if you don't labor with me, how can you know your name's written in the book of life? If you're not in his family, you don't belong to him. I'm in his active family in the earth with the people of God with you that he put you with. God setteth the solitary. He's the father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God. Psalm 68 verse 5. He's the father of the fatherless and the judge of the widows is God. In his holy habitation, God setteth the solitary in his holy habitation family. And he brings those out that are bound with chains. But the rebellious, they won't get set in that. They dwell in a dry land. Those who will not be set in the house of God, in the family of God, they are rebellious. They dwell in a dry land. They have no real total God life inside them. You can't really belong to God and not come to the house of God. You can't do it. How can you be married to somebody and you're never with them? You're not married. How can you have a job and you never go to work? All truth is parallel. People are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They're destroyed. God even said my people are. Those who don't know anything don't come where a real man of God is, where a real ministry is, real people of God is. God says they're destroyed. Whose end is destruction? Whose God is their belly? The end is eternal damnation, destruction. Whose end is destruction. And that is just the truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you see?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm so glad that the Lord came and helped me and brought me into the fold. Praise the Lord. How many are thankful? Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateras Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.